Today's shiur is Masechta Yevamah, Daf Vav, and we will begin on Daf Hey Amud Beis, 7 lines from the bottom. As we were discussing at the end of the previous shiur, the pasuk regarding the mitzvah of Yibum says the word Aleha, which we said teaches us that if a woman is an erva, she's exempt from Yibum with her brother-in-law. So as the Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Beis already asked, the fact that the Pasuk needs to say that such a woman is exempt from Yibum means that if we didn't have the Pasuk, she would be required to have Yibum. Why? Because there's a mitzvah sasei of Yibum, which would be doicha, which would override the lois sasei, even though she's an erva, which leads us to believe that essay doicha loisa say, even by loisa say shiyesh by kares. And the Gemara, as we have been attempting, already began in the previous year, is looking for a source where the Torah would show us that essay doicha loisa say shiyesh by kares. The Gemara attempted a number of approaches in the previous year, which were all refuted. So the Gemara attempts this approach, el itzrich, from the following approach. We should learn this din that Eser Doich Loisa say, even by Loisa say Shiesh Bei Karis, from Kibur Ave'im. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Yochel Yei Kibur Ave'im Doich Shabbos. One would think that Kibur Ave'im overrides Shabbos. And why would one think that? The Rishonim explain. Because we know how much importance the Torah gives to Kibur Ave'im. And therefore, perhaps it's even more important than Shmirah Shabbos. Or as some other Rishonim try to explain, maybe it's equal. And if we're faced with a challenge, either be Mekayim Kibur Ave'im or be Shmirah Shabbos, you can make a choice which is more important to you. Tamaloyma, the Pasuk says, Ish Imoy V'Oviv Tiro, a person has to fear his parents, but on the other hand, V'Shabshayse Tishmiru, Kulchem Chayovim B'Kvaydi. You have the obligation to be Shoyim Shabbos. My love, says the Gemara, what happened here? What's the situation the Torah is referring to? My love, the Amalei, Shchoitli, Bashayli, that one's parent tells him, be Mechal Shabbos, with a Chi of Karas, cook for me, shecht for me. And it's only because of the time of the cost of Rachmana that the Torah tells us, Asheb, Soyse, Tishmairu. That's why we say, don't listen to the parent. Halav, Hachi, Dachi. Otherwise, we would say that it's doicha. So from here we see that an essay is doicha loisa say, even a loisa say shiesh bikaris, and that's why the Torah had to tell us here, it should be different. So Taisus asked the question that the Gemara says, in Masechta Kedushin, a different reason why we have to be Shoyim Shabbos and not listen to the parent. Because just like the Gemara says there, if one's father tells him to do something, and his mother tells him to do something else, he has to listen to his father, because both he and his mother have to do what the father says. Here too, my father and I have to do what Hashem says. For what I need this pasuk? Answers Taisus, the Gemara Masechta the Gedushin is only based on our Gemara. After our Gemara taught us this thing, the svar that the Gemara Masechta the Gedushin teaches us becomes actual. Now the question is, trying to understand this Gemara. The first thing that the Mefarshim ask is, our Gemara is attempting to learn it from Kibur Ave'im. Yesterday, at the end of the Shia, when the Gemara attempted to learn from Pesach, Amila, and Tamid, the Gemara said those can't be sources, because all those things were Yeshdan Lefnei Adibur. Those were mitzvahs already before Har Sinai. But Kibur Ave'im was also given to us in Mora, before Har Sinai. So why doesn't the Gemara say that Kibur Ave'im can't be a source because it's Lefnei Adibur? So the Meretz Chayis answers, an interesting teretz. Meretz Chayis says that when the Gemara says that these things were before Har Sinai, it means they even before Mora. But something that was already given by Mora, Mora was very close to the time of Har Sinai, and that would not be considered Yeshdan Lefnei Adibur. The Sefer Margolius Hayam gives a very interesting teretz. The Sefer Margolius Hayam answers that the question always is, how does one really know that this man, who's supposedly his father, is really his father? So the Gemara says in a number of places, we go after Rav. a woman has relations with her husband, not with someone else, in most situations, so you could safely assume that the person who you think is your father is your father. Where do we get the concept of roiv? That achiram lahatais. Only by Har Sinai. So the mitzvah kibbut of the aim only really became effective, even though we heard about it by Mara, really only became effective at Har Sinai. Then Rabbi Kiveg asks a different question. The halacha is that kibbut of the aim, you have to respect your father and mother if they're not Rishon. But if they're Rishon, there's no chiv kibbut of aim. If Agamar is referring to a person who's telling you to be Michal Shabbos, so he's not a person you have to have kibbut of aim for him. So what's the discussion? Do you have to listen to him or not listen to him? So Rabbi Kiveg answers, interesting teretz. Rabbi Kiveg says that concept that you don't have to respect the parent who's a Rasha is what the Gemara here is teaching us. But before our Gemara taught us this, we don't know that halacha either. It's Rabbi Kiveg's teretz. Another teretz that I saw is that if just because a parent tells you to do an Aveira, that doesn't make him into a Rasha. So just because the parent tells you to be Michal Shabbos, that doesn't turn him into a Rasha, that you don't have to respect him. But then I saw a teretz in the Bnei Yisaschar, who quotes a chidah. There could be a case, he says, where a parent tells a son to be Michal Shabbos, and he's not doing anything wrong. What's the example? He says, let's say the son is Mekabel Shabbos early. This man is 8 o'clock. The son was Mekabel Shabbos 7 o'clock. So if the father tells the son to do a melacha, from the father's perspective, he didn't do anything wrong. It's not yet Shabbos. From the son's perspective, it's Shabbos. So the father told the son to be Mekabel Shabbos, but he didn't do any Aveira. Along the same line, I saw from the Ostritzer. The Ostritzer, the story is not from today, obviously. When he, first time he saw a telephone in Europe, he says, now that I see a telephone, a Gemara that I never understood will now be, I understand. He said, Al Gemara. He said, I always had a problem. What's the Gemara's discussion that the person has to listen to the father? The father's a Rasha. He says, now that I see a telephone, I don't have the Shaila anymore. He says, because let's say the father's in America and the son's in Israel. So before there was a telephone, how could a father in America tell a son in Israel to do something? The two sides of the world. But now that I see there's a telephone, so you could be in America, the father could be in America, and it's 12 o'clock in the afternoon, Friday. The son is in Israel, it's already after Shabbos. So the father's telling the son to be Michal Shabbos, but for him it's not an Aveir because it's not yet Shabbos. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says a very nice verse in this Gemara. He says, the Gemara says, Ish imay va'oviv tirou, asks Rav Yaakov, the Gemara should have said, Kulchem chayovim b'yirasi. The Pasuk says, Tiru, what's say kvaydi? So Rav Yaakov says, there's two reasons why a person fears Hashem, and the same as parents. One is he fears a punishment. He fears that if he's not going to do kibbut of aim, he's going against what Hashem says, he'll get punished. It says the Gemara, that's not the reason why a person should fear Hashem. A person should fear Hashem, kulchem chayovim b'kvoidi, and that's the reason he should respect his parents, not out of fear, but out of covet, out of love. So now the Gemara is asking, we ostensibly have a source that Esther Deichelaisa say, even by Lav Shiesh Bekaris, the fact that the Torah had to tell us by Shabbos not to listen, that you don't listen to your parent. Says, well, no, it's not referring to such a situation. It's referring to the situation of Mechamer. Mechamer means that the father is telling the son to lead an animal, and everyone agrees that leading an animal is not a chlav shiesh bekaris. V'afil hochi loydochi. And the Torah is telling us that the essay of kibur of Shmir Shabbos, the essay of kibur of aim, is not doiche the loisa say of chil Shabbos, but it's something to do with a loisa say shiesh bekaris. So there's a number of points that the Rishonim and the Achronim make in this Gemara. One question that they ask is that, as we've been learning, even though there's a din of Esei Doicha Loisa Sei, and Esei is not Doicha Loisa Sei Vasei, Shabbos is not just a Loisa Sei. Shabbos is also an Esei. So what's the Gemara bringing a proof from Shabbos? Shabbos is a Loisa Sei Vasei. When we discuss Esei Doicha Loisa Sei, it's only one Esei versus a Loisa Sei. So I saw two truths from Tadakasha. One teretz is not that the Gemara says we're referring to Mechamer. Mechamer, given that it's only a lav that doesn't have kares, it's the essay of Shabbos doesn't apply to it. So it's a regular situation of essay d'chalais essay. another teretz that I saw, and we're going to use this concept again today, Mitzvah Shem, is that the essay of Kibur Ave'im is a very important essay, as we said earlier. Since it's such an important essay, even though normally an essay is only Doicha Lois essay, here, since it's such an important essay, it's even Doicha Lois essay v'assay. There's a very interesting Trumas Hadeshin. The Trumas Hadeshin says that there are Rishonim that hold that the Lav of Mechamer, one is only over the Lav of Mechamer if he leads his own animal. But if he's leading another one, somebody else's animal, he's not over Mechamer. So ask the Trumas Hadeshin, according to those Rishonim, what does the Gemara just say? Simple Teretz. The problem is Mechamer, give your animal away, and you won't have a Lav. So Trumas Hadeshin, based on that Kasha, says from here it's a proof that those Rishonim are wrong. Otherwise, the Gemara could have given a simple Eitzah. Rabbi Chanan, in the Kibbutz Ha'aretz, quotes his son-in-law, who said a beautiful Teretz. He says, what does the Trumas Hadeshin want? That I, the son, who's supposed to lead the animal because my father told me to lead the animal, should be mafker the animal or give it away. The chiv of kibur ave'im is only when I have to spend resources for kibur ave'im. It's when my father's resources. I don't have to spend my own money. Here you're asking me to be mafker or give away my animal. There's never chiv kibur ave'im if I have to give away the animal. That's why the Gemara couldn't have given that suggestion. So what are we learning now, according to the Gemara's current interpretation, that the essay of Shmiras Shabbat, the essay of Kibur Ave'im, is not Doicha, the Lois essay of Mechamer. Ask the Gemara, we spent the last two Shurim teaching us that essay Doicha Lois essay, now we have a source that essay is not Doicha Lois essay. Ella the Kaimelon, the essay of Doicha Lois essay, we've been learning that essay is Doicha Lois essay. Ligma mehacha, why don't we learn from what we just learned, the loy litche, that it shouldn't have the ability to be doicha. Because we're seeing here that kibur ave'im is not doicha Shabbos. And as the Ramban explains the Gemara very beautifully, we began the shir, we have no source, we have no concept what the halach is regarding esa doicha lois esa shesh bekaris. So since the Torah told us by Shmir Shabbos, and then at that point we thought that it was Lav Shiesh Bekaris, that the essay is not Doichit. So we thought that this is an exception to the rule. But here we have two conflicting sources. On one hand, this Pasuk is teaching us that essay is not Doichit Lois essay. On the other hand, the Pasuk by Tzitzis that we discussed so much in the previous Shurim teaches us essay Doichit Lois essay. So we have a conflict of sources. It's a Sofik Deraisa L'chumra, and we should choose this source that teaches us essays V'atoich Lois essay. V'chitema, you'll say that this is not a source, because Shani Lavi the Shabbos, the Chamiri. Shabbos is more stringent, and we can't learn from Shabbos to everywhere else. That means normally essays Doicha Lois essay. It's only by Shabbos, because Shabbos is so stringent, that's why essays not Doicha Lois essay. And in fact, Reb Chaim Oizer says in the Chuvus Achiezer, based on this Gemara, a gewaldige thing. We know, I'll tell you the shayla that he was asked. He was asked that a get came from South Africa, and we know a crucial element of a get are the witnesses. And it turned out that they got a report that the Edim were not Shomrei Shabbos. But they weren't Rishon, they were Amaratzim. Is the get kosher or not? So he says, as our Gemara tells us how important Shmiras Shabbos is, says Reb Chaim Oizer, from here we see that even though they did it not out of Amaratzis, they're considered, the get is not good. And Rav Shach quotes Rav Chaim Briska, a very interesting word from Chaim Briska. We know that the halach is, we're not allowed to assist or cause that a katan should do an aveira. Where do we know it from? Because by Shabbos it says, atu bincha bitchava, you, your child, and your children. So Rav Chaim Briska asked, why did the Torah teach us this din that you're not allowed to have your child do an Aveira, strictly by Shmir Shabbos? It applies to every mitzvah in the Torah, every Aveira in the Torah. Why did the Torah pick Shabbos? So Reb Chaim Briska, because our Gemara just taught us how important and how sensitive Shabbos is. So from there we can learn that how important it is to train our children not to do Aveira. So the best place to teach us this lesson is by Shabbos. So the Gemara saying that we shouldn't use Shabbos as a source, that S is not Doicha Lois Essay, because Shabbos is different. Ask the Gemara, but Tana Ba'amakai, I'll prove to you that the Gemara doesn't follow that line of reason. Like a parach, there's another place where we use this pasuk as a source, and the Gemara does not ask, Shabbos is different. The Tanya. If there's a father, the son who's a kohen, and the father tells him, go into basic forest, which a kohen is not allowed to do. Ash amaloi, al tachse, there's aloha Shabbos aveda, that if you find something, you have to return it. And the father tells you don't. Yochli yishmaloi, perhaps you should listen to what your father says. Tamalayim ish oviv imay tero, veshapsoise tishmaru, kalchem chayovim bekvaidi. We all have to respect our parent. We all have to respect Hashem, and not go against Hashem's will, even if it's against our parents' will. So here we see clearly that, and the Gemara says, you can't bring a proof from there. There it's Shabbos. So you see the fact that the Gemara didn't ask that question, it's not a legitimate question. So just to stop for a moment and talk about the Hilchos of Kibbutz Av Eim, there's a fundamental machlokes rishonim in understanding this Gemara. Rashi and the Ramban explain the Gemara, when the father's telling his son to go into the basic forest, or not to return something, it's only if the father is going to have benefit. If the father just tells the son, go do an Aveira, when the father is not getting benefit, that there's no discussion, that there's no Chiv Kibbutz Av Eim. Chiv Kibbutz Av Eim, they say, is only when the father has something to gain, and now the Gemara is telling us, even though he has something to gain, you don't listen if it's an Aveira. But if he has nothing to gain, then there's never Chiv Kibbutz Av Eim. The Rosh disagrees. The Rosh says, the Chiv Kibbutz Av Eim is even if the father has no benefit. If a parent tells you to do something, you have to do it, unless, as the Gemara tells us, there's an Aveira. The Sefer HaMatna has a very interesting approach. He says there's two dinim by Kibbutz Av Eim. There's a din of Kibud and there's a din of Yira. Kibud, there isn't if the father has no benefit. But Yira requires us to listen to what our parents say, even if they have no benefit from it. So now the question is, we're learning now in our Gemara that if a parent tells you to do something that goes against halacha, you don't have to listen. And the Paiskim all say that it's not only a din d'oraisa, but even if it's a din d'rabbanan. For example, the Paiskim discuss a shaila where someone's mother died, and the father was still alive, and he didn't want the son to say Kaddish. But since it's a minig, it's not even a d'rabbanan, it's a minig to say Kaddish, the father can't tell him not to say Kaddish. The shaila the Paiskim discuss is, let's say it's not a minig. Let's say it's even less. It's not a chiyuv, it's not a mitzvah chiyuvitz, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. As we explained, there's certain mitzvahs you have to do. You have to eat matzah on Pesach. You have to take a lulav. So there the father can't tell you not to do a mitzvah. But let's say it's a mitzvah kiyumis. It's a mitzvah you don't have to do, but you get a mitzvah if you do it. Do you have to listen to your father when he tells you not to do it? I saw a number of examples the Pais can give. Let's say somebody was asked to administer a tzedakah fund. It's not a mitzvah you have to do. It's a mitzvah to do tzedakah, but you don't have to do it. And his father tells him, don't administer it. So does he listen to the father or not? So the Paiskim say the following. If the father's doing it b'derek zilzal, that the father just doesn't have any respect for a mitzvah, then you don't have to listen. If, on the other hand, the father has a good reason why he shouldn't do it, and there's someone else that can, perhaps he should listen. The Shas Chuvas Knesset Yecheskel discusses another Shaila. He said there was somebody who was asked to be a Sandik by Bris. And his father said, I don't want you to be the Sandik by the Bris. So does the son have to listen or not? Again, he says, if it's the father doesn't have respect for the Sandikos, he doesn't have to listen. He also says, if you already accepted the honor, you should keep it. Otherwise, it's not so simple. I'll say three more interesting Shailas that I saw along this line. The Shaila Meshiv discusses a Shaila where somebody's father davened Nusach Ashkenaz, and his son davened Nusach Sfarad. And the father was sick, and he was about to die, and he knew that the son's going to say Kaddish. The son and the father said, when you say Kaddish, I don't want you to say V'yatzvach B'kanei. Do you have to listen to the father? Do you have to listen? And Shalmeshev says that you don't have to listen. The son does not have to listen to the father. Another Shaila, which is already discussed by the Sefer Chassidim, is the son wants to go to a certain yeshiva to learn, to a certain rebbe to learn, and the father doesn't want him to go. Does he have to listen? So the Sefer Chassidim and many Paiskim, this is already earlier, Rishonim and Achronim will say that a person ain't not a Mokum Shli Bechafetz, and he doesn't have to listen. The Pesach Tshuva goes so far to say, it's not a situation where the son could say, for sure, I know I'll be successful in that yeshiva. I want to go there because I think I'll be successful. He still doesn't have to listen. One more Shaila. And then we'll go further. There's an interesting machloikis, chachmas odom and mabit. A son wants to go move to Eretz Yisrael, and the father doesn't want him to. So the chachmas odom says, the son has to listen, that he shouldn't go. He said he has a raya, because Avram Avinu was not allowed to leave Terach, who was a Rasha, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Lech Lecha. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have told him explicitly, he wouldn't have to go. The Mabit disagrees, and the Mabit says, the father has to live in Eretz Yisrael also. So it's bad enough that the father's not going. If the son wants to go, he certainly should go. Says the Gemara. Don't do a Shavas Aveda.
But he's not gaining anything.
No, because, so Rashi said, because in the time that he would be Meshav Aveda, he could be doing something on behalf of the father. Ella, says the Gemara, we go back to our original explanation. Our religious explanation was that the father was telling him to do a lav sheyesh by karis. So our question was, if it's a lav sheyesh by karis, isn't that a proof that normally an essay is doich aloysa say sheyesh by karis, and here's the exception? So the Rashi explains the Gemara in the following way. You can't compare Yibum to Shabbos. By Shabbos, when the father tells me to cook something, so I have no other way to do it without Chil Shabbos. By Yibum, I don't have to do Yibum. I could do Chalitza. So where there's another option, certainly we don't say Esed Doi Chalitza say. Here, there's no other option. That's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Tosfos doesn't approve that option. Tosfos asks some very fundamental questions. First of all, Tosfos says Chalitza is not an option when Yibum, we learned the Gemara in Daf Beis, that you can, if you can't do, Daf Gimel, I'm sorry, that you can't, if you can't do Yibum, you can't do Chalitza. Also, Tosfos asks that the primary mitzvah is Yibum, not Chalitza. That's why Tosfos explains that the Gemara is going back to the Lav of Mechamer, and the Gemara is saying you can't compare the Lav of Mechamer to the Lav of Yibum. By Mechamer, you're not actually doing the mitzvah as you do the Mechamer. It's only leading something to get the father his package. On the other hand, by Yibum, that itself is the mitzvah. Ella, so we're back to where we started. Where do we have a source that Esed Doich Leisa says Sheyesh Bekaris? El Saka Dayatuch Tehesi and Binyan Beis HaMikdash. We should learn it from the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. The Tanya, Yochel Yeh Binyan Beis HaMikdash Doich HaShabbos. Perhaps Binyan Beis HaMikdash should be Doich HaShabbos. Tamalayma, as Shabsoi say to Shmairu, Mikdash et Tero, Kulam Chaychem Kavoyna. Bekvoydi. You have to build, you're not allowed to build a Beis HaMikdash in Shabbos. My laugh, what's the story that the Gemara is referring to? But Bain of a Soyser. Where it's a malacha deraisa of karis. The time of the kos rechmona, the only reason it's not doich Shabbos is because Eshab soise to shmer, because the Torah says that Shabbos overrides building the Beis Hamikdash. Halav hachi, even though it's a lav sheyesh bekaris. Halav hachi, dochi, if not for this specific pasuk, we would say that essay is doich aloysa say sheyesh bekaris. So the Rishonim ask, even if we hold essay doich aloysa say, what does Esed Doich Aloysa say? If I have no choice, then Esed Doich Aloysa say. But if I have an option, I don't say Esed Doich Aloysa say. So why would I say Esed Doich Aloysa say for building the base of Mikdash? Don't build it on Shabbos, build it on Sunday. So some Rishonim say from here we see that the concept of Esed Doich Aloysa say is always said, even if you could rely on not needing it. Others say that this is not a good answer. The chiv of building a base of Mikdash is every day. Every day there's a chiv to build a Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, you can't say I can do it tomorrow. I have to do it today if I can build a Beis HaMikdash. There's an interesting shaila from the Migdash Tovid. The Migdash Tovid asks, what would be the halacha if a Beis HaMikdash was built on Shabbos? Would that disqualify the Beis HaMikdash? So, the Migdash Tovid says that it's really not a very relevant shaila because the two Batei Mikdashim we had already destroyed. The next Beis HaMikdash is going to come down from Shemayim already built. But the stipler says our Gemara is a proof that it weren't disqualified. Because the Gemara needs a special limud that you shouldn't build it on Shabbos. If a Beis HaMikdash that's built on Shabbos is disqualified, why do we need a limud? And he has another raya. He says that women are supposed to participate in the building of the Beis HaMikdash. If there are times when the Beis HaMikdash is not supposed to be built, it's a mitzvah sasayishas ma'agrama. So it's a proof that it's not because there are days when the Beis HaMikdash is not supposed to be built. The point is that the Tosfos tells us that Shabbos is stronger than building the Beis HaMikdash. And in fact, this goes back to din that we discussed the other day. The Poskim want to say that we discussed the other day that you're not allowed to put a knife on the table by Birchas HaMazon. Why? Because as we learned at the end of Masechta Chagiga, Shulchan Doim L'Mizbeach. And when we build a Mizbeach, it says, L'Sonof Aleihem Barzel. You're not allowed to use metal to build a Mizbeach. But in Shabbos, you're not allowed to build a Mizbeach. So you have no problem putting a knife on the table on Shabbos. Said the Gemara Loi. What this pasuk is referring to is lav de mechamer, regular lav. Tafila Hachi. But what the Torah is telling us is that an essay of building the Beis Hamikdash is not Doicha, the Loisa say of Mechamer. Ask the Gemara, as we learned on Tapet Amid, El the Kaimlan, this that we have already established. That an essay is doicha loisa say. Why not ligma mahaka deloi dochi? Why don't we learn from here that essay is not doicha loisa say? And again, proposes the Gemara. The chitam you'll say shani lavi the Shabbos. You'll say Shabbos is different the chamiri. Says the Gemara, that's not a legitimate line of questioning. But tana ba'almakai, we have another brisa the loy paruch and doesn't say that Shabbos is different the tanya as we just learned. Yocha amalay avav hitamei. If one's father tells him a kohen become tamei. Or Shamalai Al Taqsir. Or if father tells a son, don't do Ashavas Aveda. Yochel Yishmalai, Tamalaimar, Ish Aviv Ima Turo. Kulchem Chayavim Bekvaidi. Ella, Meshum de Ikil Mifrach. What's the question? Again, as Rashi explained, you can't compare Shabbos to Yibam. She can't Hechshemitzah. By Yibam, we have another option. Here we have no other option. Here, therefore, do Chalitza, don't ask the Shaila. Here, we have no other option. Ask the Gemara. We already proved that even in such a case, we don't say Esa Daichalaisa say. Why did the Torah have to say it a second time? And as we know, one of the Derech HaLimudim is, so if it's not coming to teach us that Esa is Daichalaisa say Shesh Bekaris in a place where you have no other option, we have other options, it must be coming to teach us that Esa Daichalaisa say even in a case where you have no other options. So isn't this a source? Says the Ma'ana Chanami. You're right. But he says, this is not the way to understand the Pasuk. The way to understand this Pasuk is different. What's that Pasuk coming to teach us? It's coming to teach us something else altogether. L'chretanya. Yochli Yisrael Odom Migdash. A person should fear the Beis HaMikdash. Tamaloymer. Eshepsoyse Tishmaru. Ves Migdash Taro. Nemr Shmir B'Shabbos. The Torah uses the word Shmir b'Shabbos, but never Mayer b'Migdash. And the Torah uses the word Mayer b'Migdash. Mas Shmir ha'mur b'Shabbos. When the Torah speaks about Shabbos, Leim Shabbos at the Mishyari, we don't fear the Shabbos. El Misha Hizal Shabbos. We have to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu that told us to keep Shabbos. Af Mayer ha'mur b'Migdash. When the Torah tells us about Migdash, Leim Migdash at the Mishyari, it's not from the base of Migdash. We have to be concerned. El Misha Hizal Migdash. We have to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's a beautiful verse from Ramosha. He says, what is the basis of the Jewish religion? The basis of the Jewish religion is not that our religion is limited to when we're in the Beis HaMikdash. Our religion is limited to when we're in the Beis HaKnesses. Our religion is a 24/7 religion. Wherever we are, whenever we are. Tells us the Pasuk, Lo Migdash Atamayra. You shouldn't just be concerned when you're in the Beis HaMikdash. Then I have to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when I'm outside the Beis HaMikdash, I don't have to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. El Misha Hizir. We have to be worried about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to have Yerushalayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. And that's what Klal Yisrael, that's what we're all about. Vezumar Migdash continues the Bryson. That's what this Pasuk is teaching us. It has nothing to do with Esed Doichalaisa say. Continues the Bryson for a moment to teach us what does that mean. Vezumar Migdash, what does that mean? Lo yichnas adam b'harabayis. A person is not allowed to walk into the harabayis with makloi carrying a stick, but minaloi wearing shoes, as the Mefarshim explained. Just like when Moshe Rabbeinu was by the mountain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, sal na'alechem al reglech, you have to remove your shoes. So too, when one enters the Beis HaMikdash, he has to remove his shoe. But pundosoi, machleks what pundosoi mean. Some say pundosoi means like a money belt. Others say pundosoi was a garment that was worn to absorb perspiration. So it's not derech eretz to walk into the Beis HaMikdash wearing that. He shouldn't have dirty feet. He shouldn't make it into a shortcut. There's a very interesting shaila the Michas Chinuch discusses. The halacha is that one is certainly not allowed to make a Beis HaKnesses into a shortcut. But the halacha is that if one entered the Beis HaKnesses to daven or to learn, and then he goes out another exit, which turns out that he used the Beis HaKnesses as a shortcut, it's fine, because he didn't come in to use it as a shortcut. He came in to daven or learn. What will be the halacha in the Beis HaMikdash? Asked the Michas Chinuch. One entered the Beis HaMikdash in order to daven or whatever in the Beis HaMikdash. Can he then also turn it into a shortcut, given that that wasn't his main purpose in coming into the Beis HaMikdash? The Michas Chinuch says that just because the halacha is by Beis HaKnesses, it's permitted. That doesn't mean it would be permitted by a Beis HaMikdash. There's also Machlokes Rishonim, when the Gemara here discusses Meir Migdash, What is the area that the Gemara is referring to? Some Rishonim say it refers to the Azara and anywhere inside the Azara, the base of Migdash. Other Rishonim say it's the entire Harabayas. V'rikika makav chaymer, and certainly one may not spit in the base of Migdash. We learn that from a kav chaymer. What's the kav chaymer? Rashi says that we know it says in the Megillah that Mordechai could not enter the palace. Why? Because he was wearing sackcloth. It says that if you can't enter a palace of a melech bas v'dam wearing sackcloth, which is not as embarrassing as spitting, certainly to go to the base of Migdash, which is the palace of Hashem, to do something so not nice as spitting is inappropriate. Vainly El Bazbancha Base Midish Kaim. This only I would know when the Base Midish is standing. Bazbancha and Base Midish Kaim Minayan. How do we know when the Base Midish is not standing that this halach is the same? Tamaloimer Ashabsoise to Shmiru or Magdashi Taro. Mashmira Umura Bishabis Loilam. Shmira Shabbos is a halacha that applies forever. Af Mayra Hamura Bimigdash Loilam. So we were up to is as follows, just to summarize. We've had two psukim today that we wanted to use as sources that Essay Doich Eloises Eshesh Bekaritz. We'll work backwards. The second pasuk was the pasuk that we just discussed, Eshav Soise Tishmaru Mugdasha Turo. So the Gemara just finished teaching us that has nothing to do with Essay Doich Eloises say. That pasuk is here to teach us halachas and how to treat the Beis HaMikdash, the respect we have to treat the Beis HaMikdash. Interesting point that the Paiskim discuss, here we've learned how the Beis HaMikdash is to be treated. We know that every Beis HaKnesses is a Migdash Ma'at. So the question is, to what extent do we compare at our Batei Knesiyos to the Beis HaMikdash? So the way I basically understand it from the Paiskim is that there are two concepts. There's a concept called Moira Migdash, and then there's a technical dinim, how the Beis HaMikdash should be treated and how it should be built. When it comes to the halachas about building the Beis HaKnesses and building the Beis HaMikdash, they're totally different. But when it comes to Moira, showing respect, every Beis HaKnesses is a Migdash Ma'at and should be treated with great respect. So this pasuk has nothing to do with Essay Doich Eloises say. The first pasuk that we did discuss at length, that we started the shiur today with, Ish Imai V'Aviv Tirou V'Shev Soshe Tishmaru, does refer to a situation of Essay Doich Eloises say. However, as the Gemara, according to Rashi's interpretation, said it can't be used to compare to the case of Yibam. Why? Because the case of Shabbos, when one's father tells him to be Mechal Shabbos, if the halacha word that he's allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, he has no other choice but to do the Chil Shabbos. And there the Torah says, don't listen to one's parent, don't be Mechal Shabbos. But by the case of Yibam, there are other options. The option is to do chalitza, so the two situations are not comparable, and therefore it can't serve as a source one for the other. So we're back to where we started, the question being, why do I need a pasuk to teach us that one may not do yibam with an erva? Of course you can't do yibam with an erva. It's a lav shesh bekaris. And even if we hold Essay Doich Eloises say, that doesn't mean we hold Essay Doich Eloises say by Eloises say shesh bekaris. Says the Gemara, a different approach. El Salka Dayat Chamina, perhaps we can learn it from what the Torah discusses about lighting a fire on Shabbos. The Tana de Beir Shmuel, the pasuk says regarding Shabbos, you're not allowed to light a fire in your house on Shabbos. Ask the Ma Tam Aloimer. What does the pasuk mean? Ma Tam Aloimer? Ask the Ma. We know already. This is a Gemara Masechet Shabbos. Ila Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi comes to tell us lalav that even though all of the halachas, all of the melachas on Shabbos, if one does the melacha, b'mezit, if there were Edom and Asra, he gets skila. If there were no Edom and Asra, he gets kares. Fire, lighting a fire is less, and therefore, if one lights a fire on Shabbos, it's only a lav, according to Rabbi Yossi. Il Rab Nosson, b'chalik, that the halacha is, that if one does more than one melacha on Shabbos, or one would think that to be chayiv skila, to be chayiv kares, you have to do all 39 malachas, teaches us this lav by being singled out, that for each lav, there's an individual oynish. You don't have to do all 39 malachas to get an oynish. So the Ger Rebbe asks, why did it, no matter, according to the Manda Omer, that teaches us that havara is l'chalik, ask the Ger Rebbe, why is why is Eish making fire the lav, the Miremis? Why is the lav of why is the malacha fire that malacha that teaches us lachalik? And he says, whatever malacha the Gemara, the Pasuk would have used to teach us this thing, we would ask the same question. But there must be a reason why the Torah chose fire to be the malacha of lachalik versus any other of the 39 malachas. So he says, because the Gemara is teaching us, according to this mandama, Havar is the same malacha like all other malachas. But one would think that Havar should be less. Perhaps that's why Rabbi Yossi does consider Havara a lower level malacha. Because all the other malachas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, did those malachas. Fire was not created until Matzoi Shabbos. Od Marisha made fire Matzoi Shabbos. So one would think that since fire is something which is totally man-made, not made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it should be different. That's why the Pasuk chose Havara. The Tanya. Havara l'lav yotza, divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rav Nosson or Melechalik. So what's extra in this pasuk that we learned from? Says Rava. So Rava explains, Tana Mashavis Kakashalei. The question is the word Mashavis in the pasuk. Mashavis Matamaloimer. The pasuk says, Loisavaru Eish Bechomash Veseichim. And what was bothering Rabbi Shmuel, what does the pasuk say Bechomash Veseichim? Matamaloimer. Why does the pasuk have to say it? Nichti. We know that there are two types of mitzvahs. There are mitzvahs that are Tluyas Baritz, that only apply in Eretz Yisrael, and then the mitzvahs that apply to the person, he has to do something or not do something. That is not limited to Eretz Yisrael. Nichti. Shabbos is chayvus aguf. It's something that you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos. The chayvus aguf, something that we are obligated to do or not do, neheges bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. It applies wherever we're living. So the question is, mashavus the cost of rachmana b'shabbos lamali. What did the Torah have to write the words b'chol ma'ish v'seichem? Says the Gemara, mashomer v'shmol om etamad echot. There was a Talmud that said in front of Yishmael, and the Gemara is going to quote a Brice that we're going to explain more, Mr. Shem, the next year. Lefisha Nemar, V'chi yeh be'ish chet mishpat mavis v'humas. If somebody does an aver for which the punishment is death, he should be put to death. Shemayani, I would think that putting a person to death when he's supposed to be killed is bein b'chol b'ayim Shabbos. Makes a difference whether it's during the week on Shabbos. Ay, umani mekayim b'chola mashumas, that you now be mechal Shabbos. B'sham malachas, chutz m'misas bezdin. Another malacha may not be done in Shabbos. But killing a person who's supposed to get killed is even allowed to be done in Shabbos. Oy ein ella, I feel a m'misas bezdin, that even m'misas bezdin may not be administered on Shabbos. Umani kaim mehumas, I, the pasuk says that this person is supposed to be executed, b'chol, v'loy b'Shabbos, only during the week, but not in Shabbos. And again, the Brisa goes back and forth. Yes, maybe I would think that even on Shabbos, the punishment should be administered. Here the Torah speaks about B'chol Mosh V'Seichem. U'lahalon Oimer, V'hoya Eilu Lachem L'chukas Mishpat L'dare Seichem B'chol Mosh V'Seichem. Pasuk referring to Bezdin. Ma'am Shabbos Hamurim L'halon B'Bezdin. That Pasuk is referring to Bezdin. Af Mashuvas Hamurim Kan B'Bezdin. It's referring to Bezdin. V'amrachmana loisavaru. The Torah is telling us, don't do sreif on Shabbos. So what does this pasuk teach us at this point? That you now administer the misa of sreif on Shabbos. My laugh. Now who is the Tana of this price that the Gemara wants to suggest? Rav Nosi, the Amal Chalak Yotzasa. That the Torah is referring, the price is going to Rav Nosi. Rav Nosi is the one that holds that Havara is a lav. Sheyesh by chorus. The time of the cost of Rachmana, and why is Sreifa not administered on Shabbos? Lo Savaru, because the Torah says, don't do it. Halav Hachi, if I did not have this specific limud, Dochi. The Chiv, the essay of killing the person, is Doicha, the Lois essay, Sheyesh by chorus of Havara. So we're looking for a source of Essay Doicha Lois Essay Sheesh Bei Karis. Here we have a source. And to take it a step further, this is a source that doesn't have to be done because you don't have to kill on Shabbos, you kill on Sunday. Yet with, so it's similar to Yibum. And yet the Pasuk saying, Essay Doicha Lois Essay Sheesh Bei Karis. Says the Gemara, Loi. You're assuming that the Tana of this price is Reb Nosson, who holds Havar as a Lav Sheesh Bei Karis. The Tana of this price is Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi holds that it's a lav, shame by chorus, as we learned before, according to Rabbi Yossi, l'lav yotso. Says the Gemara, v'tevi nami Rabbi Yossi. Even if you'll explain that this price is going according to Rabbi Yossi, When does Rabbi Yossi say that Havara is not considered a lav shiyesh bekaris? It's a lav that doesn't have, that isn't on that level. Havara greitza. Somebody makes a fire in Shabbos, so Rabbi Yossi teaches us that's not a lav shiyesh bekaris. But here, Havara the Bezdin, when Bezdin administers sreifa, Bishop Silahu, they have to cook the lead. And cooking the lead, Vom Rav Shesha, so Rav Shesha teaches us, Mali Bishop Silah, Mali Bishop Samman. What's the difference if you're cooking herbs? That was the cooking that they did in the base of Megdash, you're cooking the lead. So from here we see that even according to Rabbi Yossi, it's a lav shiyesh bekaris. And what is the Torah telling us? That in this situation, the essay of Shabbos is doicha, the loisa se shiyesh bekaris of Bishol, comes to teach us that normally, essay is doicha loisa se shiyesh bekaris. So the Trumas Hadeshin asks an interesting question. We know that there's a shaila if yesh bishalacha bishal or ain bishalacha bishal. If you cooked something before Shabbos and then you cook it again on Shabbos, are you over the malacha bishal? The Rambam holds that even by dovalach, by a liquid, ain bishalacha bishal. So why is the Gemara saying here that he was over a lav, shesh bekaris of havar, a bishal, that he cooked the lead? He cooked the lead before Shabbos. And then, even if he cooks it again on Shabbos, it's not bishul, because ain't bishul like a bishul.
That would be the case.
That will explain that the Gemara, the Bezdin prepared lead before Shabbos. And even if it cooled off on Shabbos, they cook it again, it's not bishul, because ain't bishul like a bishul. Says the Trumas Hadeshin, that even the Rambam, who holds ain't bishul like a bishul by Dov Alach, agrees that if the article under discussion becomes hard, there's yesh bishul acha bishul. So even if the lead was cooked before Shabbos, it hardens. And then cooking it is certainly considered a situation of bishul. Then, Tosfos asks another question. The Gemara says, who's the Tan of our Gemara? Rabbi Shmuel. There's a famous Gemara Masechta Shabbos. The Gemara says Masechta Shabbos that you're not allowed to learn by a candle on Shabbos because Shemayata, you may tilt the fire. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel says, Ani ekra v'loy eta, I'll learn and I won't touch it. V'kaya v'hita, and he did learn and he did touch it. So Rabbi Shmuel said, Avi chata shmeina, when the base of Middash will be built, I owe a carbon chatas. But Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi. And according to Rabbi Yossi, Havara, there's no chiv karas for, there's no chiv chatas. So why does he say he's going to bring a carbon chatas? Answers Taisvis, it wasn't just Havara, it was Bishol. Because he was it was an oil candle, and he was tilting the oil, so he's cooking the oil. That's bishul. And as the Gemara said at the end of the shiur, bishul is usur on Shabbos as a chiyuv karis or b'shagig chiyuv chatas. The interesting Rambam. The Rambam says our Gemara proved that we don't give sreif on Shabbos. The Rambam says that we don't administer any einish in Bezdin on Shabbos, even malchus or any of the other mises. It's an interesting machloik is trying to understand the Rambam. Some explain that the Rambam says that the pshat in the Rambam is that when the Gemara here said that sreifa is not given, even though for sreifa we have a specific reason, because by doing sreifa there's a chil Shabbos, the Rambam is learning that it should not be limited to sreifa. It comes to teach us that all einshim should not be given. Some say because especially by malchus, there's also malacha because you can make a chabura, you could damage, hurt the person. Others say that the Rambam holds that administering an oynish is like making a din. And just like the halacha is, you're not allowed to do a din tayr on Shabbos, you're not also not allowed to administer any punishment. I saw an interesting tshuva from Tzitz Eliezer based on this Rambam. He says, in a Jewish country, I don't know if it would be relevant in a non-Jewish country, but in a Jewish country, are you allowed to put somebody into jail on Shabbos? He says, putting somebody into jail is administering an oynish. The Rambam says he's not allowed to administer an oynish on Shabbos. So he says, if putting a person into jail on Shabbos is to keep him off the street, because when he's on the street he could do damage, then certainly you're allowed to put him into jail. But if you're just putting somebody into jail because you want to punish him, you know, the Rambam says you're not allowed to administer a punishment on Shabbos. The Babit apparently holds it to Mitzchiyus. That's right, that they discussed that. That's what they discussed.